This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast. I am super passionate about education, personal development, growth, and bringing out the best in every college student. This podcast will help motivate you, empower you, and bring you clarity and confidence in who you are, in your purpose, and help you take action toward a life you love. Don't wait until you graduate to live your best life. Let's start now. What's up and welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here, and today I am doing a solo episode, and we're going to be talking about some strategies that you can utilize for academic success. And this is because I received a question that was related to this, and I will share that briefly. So, what are the best strategies for anything that you've found that students can utilize for academic success? And it's interesting just getting this question because I really don't talk about the academic part of college as much as maybe you all want. And so I wanted to share this episode in case it is helpful. And I've been thinking about some of the best strategies that I've found that students have used with me in my role as an academic and success coach at different colleges across the country. And really, there are a few that are coming to mind that have been consistent across the board for so many of my students. And I also think that these are so connected. These strategies are so connected to life as well. So we're going to do both of those. We're going to focus on the academic success first, and then how those strategies actually can relate to your life after college as well. So I'm going to run down some quick strategies, really, and we're not going to have to go into these super in depth because they're kind of obvious and really basic. But what I found is that students don't practice them day in and day out, and that is why we're talking about them. So we'll just go over six quick academic strategies that can help you. And yeah, let's get started. So the first one is take classes that you might actually enjoy. This isn't always practical. Every semester that you go to college, you're not going to have five classes that you love. Every now and then that's going to happen, and it's amazing when it does. But, you know, do what you can to try and get as many classes as possible that you enjoy. And if you're taking a bunch of classes and you don't enjoy them for one semester, okay, that's a red flag, but maybe you take another semester. If you take another semester and you're still not enjoying any of your classes, again, that's a red flag. I want you to pay attention to that and maybe consider changing your major. Okay, so after you are taking classes that hopefully you actually enjoy or mostly enjoy, the next thing that you have to do is actually attend class. This is ridiculous that I have to even say this, and you gotta go to class. These are simple points. It's simple credits. I think when you think about your professor, knowing who you are, being engaged in class, trying to understand material. This is a no-brainer, but there are many students who sometimes just won't go to class, or you will miss several classes. You're going to get docked points sometimes if attendance is a big part of your grade. And then two, obviously you're going to miss out on material if you don't go to class. So no-brainer, but again, I've got to say it because there are so many of you who kind of skirt around this and try to do the minimum as far as attending class. Go to class. The third thing is to turn in things on time. Again, this seems obvious to me. This was a no-brainer. I always met my deadlines. And because of that, you usually do better academically. So turn in things on time. The next thing is to ask questions and be curious. This one was pretty challenging for me throughout my undergraduate program, and in my master's degree, I definitely felt more confident and more comfortable in asking questions because they were often a lot smaller classes, and I just started feeling a little bit more confident in myself and in my body, and I was way more curious about the subject matter too in my master's program. But even in your undergraduate program, really just being engaged, trying to ask questions, be curious when you're actually in class can be really helpful as an academic strategy for academic success. Okay, the next one is to meet with a professor. And again, sometimes this doesn't make sense. For example, whenever I had to take math courses in undergrad, I took the math courses, kind of checked the box and moved on because math wasn't really something that I loved doing. Although, I mean, I do kind of enjoy it, but certain aspects of math. Anyway, so the classes that I was taking, I was just kind of just going through it to get through the class. And some of those are okay, but math was also not a core function to my job or to what I wanted to do long term. So I knew that I didn't necessarily have to be, you know, 100% engaged. I didn't have to go talk to the professor unless I had a question, of course. But I wasn't trying to build a relationship with the professor. I also wasn't trying to be the best in math ever. So that wasn't a big deal for me. However, whenever I started my major in what I really was excited about and interested in, which was family and child sciences and human development, whenever I was in those classes, I should have met with all my professors. I ended up meeting with a couple of them for sure and built relationships with them. And that was really helpful for me. It also made me more engaged in the class. It helped me do better academically because these professors knew who I was. And so if they're reading my paper, they're already going to have a more positive perspective on me. And, you know, sometimes professors try not to look at names when they grade. I do the same thing because I don't want to think, oh, I really like this student. They ask a lot of questions in class. They're really engaged. Or this student always comes in late. They probably have crap work. I try not to do that. I try not to make assumptions. So I really try to hide names on papers and I try to grade it first and then figure out who that grade goes to. But not all professors are like that. And so it can be really helpful for you to build relationships with your professors, not only just to do better academically, but also to have letters of recommendations in the future to build, again, just build relationships in that industry or in that field. Meeting with your professor doesn't have to be scary. It doesn't have to be for a long time, but just making some of those small connections can go a long way. Lastly is that you've got to put forth a little effort. So some of you go through class, you are just kind of going through the motions. You're really not putting any energy into actually learning the content or the material. When you're in class, you're on your phone. When you're outside of class, you're not doing the reading materials. You're, you know, not really studying for tests. You're just barely doing the minimum. And you've got to put forth a little bit of effort if you want to be successful academically and also if you just want to be successful. And that brings me to my last point, that all of these really connect to life after college. So I'll go through all six of these again and how they actually connect to your long-term and life goals. So the one is taking classes that you might actually enjoy. So in life, you've got to actually try to get jobs that you're going to actually enjoy. And again, it's not always easy. Sometimes we have to do what we got to do. I've shared my story on this before. My husband and I moved from Tallahassee, Florida to Maryland around the DC area. And I couldn't find a job. I had had a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, 3 years of work experience, couldn't find a job. And I hustled and worked at a wine store full time. Not ideal with a master's degree, 3 years of experience, and that's just what I had to do. Did I enjoy it? Honestly, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't my life's passion, right? So sometimes we have to do what we have to do. That's not what I'm talking about here, though. When you're pursuing jobs, you want to apply for jobs that you actually want, that you think you might enjoy. And again, that's going to make you more successful at life. The next one that we talked about was attending class. So you have to show up to your job, right? Again, this seems obvious when we talk about it in a work sense, but you have to think about that when you're thinking about your academics as well. You've got to attend class. You've got to show up. The third one that we talked about for academic success was around turning things in on time. Same concept goes for life after college. You've got to turn things in on time. If you have a deadline to meet, you want to do everything that you can to make that deadline. If you can't make that deadline, you want to make sure that your supervisor is aware, you have a strategy and a plan on how you're going to get it to them and when you're going to get it to them. But ideally, you don't want to have that conversation, and you're just going to get things turned in on time and potentially even before. One of my strategies is that I will tell my supervisor sometimes, like, hey, I'm going to get this to you by the end of the week. And instead of getting it to them on Friday at 5 p.m., I try to get it to them at Thursday at 3 p.m. So it's like, oh, it's this is what it's called it's called under-promising and over-delivering. So you under-promise, you say, hey, I'm going to get this to you by this date, but then you over-deliver. And that can go, again, a long way. So turning things in on time are critical. The fourth one that we talked about was asking questions and being curious. And you can take that tool as well from academics and translate that into your life after college. So for me, in my job, I'm actually in a new role right now. I'm asking a ton of questions. I'm super curious because, number one, I'm actually genuinely interested in the work that I'm doing, which is awesome. And number two is that I kind of have to, being new. And so really try to ask questions and be curious, and that's going to, again, help you be more successful. The fifth one was meeting with your professor. So similar kinds of things when you connect, connecting this to your life after college. You're going to want to meet with your supervisor. You're going to want to meet with colleagues. You're going to want to reach out to people who are going to help you do your job better. This is critical for your success long term. So practicing it with your professors, again, can go a long way. And then lastly, the number six one was put forth a little effort. You do this in academics with your academics, you're going to be successful. You do this in life after college, you're going to be successful. You got to put forth effort. You've got to be mentally engaged and stimulated. You have to do work and do things that you maybe don't want to do. You've got to learn the hard thing. You've got to practice. You've got to get better. You've got to get feedback. But you've got to put forth effort. I love this episode and I love this topic because everything that you're learning to be successful academically and those strategies and that skill set are going to help you be successful in life. Now, some of these things are contradictory, I would say, to entrepreneurship and innovation. And maybe that's a thing for another episode, because some of you don't really like to go to class, right? And maybe that's actually not a good fit, but it's also what you have to do in order to be successful academically. And some of these other concepts too will help you, whether you're going to be an entrepreneur and an innovator and disrupt industries or disrupt areas, different things, disrupt an organization. And some of these tools and strategies are still going to be needed regardless. So I hope that this was helpful for you, not only just to be successful now while you're in college in that academic space, but also for life after college. You're not wasting your time. Build that skill set now, and it's going to help you be successful in the long run. All right. Thank you all so much for listening to the College Life Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend, and I will catch you in the next one. Have an excellent week.